Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. In the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 48 degrees at 6:30. Measles in the United States has climbed to the highest level in 25 years, but what comes next may be even more disturbing.
With a national outbreak approaching 700 cases, a Vanderbilt University vaccine expert, Dr. William Schaffner, says this is alarming because measles is the signal that these communities are susceptible to a whole menu of communicable diseases we thought were relegated to yesteryear. Rubella, chickenpox, bacterial meningitis. New York outbreaks responsible for nearly 400 cases, mostly in Jewish neighborhoods. Ultra-Orthodox rabbis generally have no religious objections to vaccines, but the anti-vaxxers are stoking parents' fears. In California, hundreds of people rally against a proposal to give public health officials the say over doctors, which children can skip mandatory vaccinations. And Washington State voted this week to ban parents from opting out for personal reasons. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Cali County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a fatal crash yesterday morning in the 2000 block of U.S. 160. A van owned by Best Cabs of Wichita was traveling east and crossed the center line, hitting a westbound car head-on. The driver of the car, 39-year-old Joshua Mosqueda of Cali County, died in the crash. The driver of the van was hospitalized.
A fourth-grade student has his school nurse and an aide to thank for saving him from choking on a chicken nugget.
The Mays Board of Education recognized nurse Stephanie McClellan and paraprofessional Glenn Schaefer at this month's meeting for stepping up when this past January Keegan Dalton began choking on a chicken nugget. Keegan tells KSN News what happened at lunch that day.
I laughed with a chicken nugget in my mouth, and I inhaled, and as I did that, I couldn't breathe. So I'm like, what's happening? Am I dying?
The district says the pair took turns administering the Heimlich maneuver on Keegan until he was able to breathe. His mother, Christina Dalton, was working as a substitute teacher at Mays South Elementary School when her son began choking. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In his first 100 days in office, Kansas 2nd District Congressman Steve Watkins has seen a few issues rise to the top in his conversations with Kansans.
I think the top three issues, jobs in the economy, health care costs typically, and securing the border. People agree that we need the HR to produce and to manufacture, but we're a build-the-wall folks who love immigration, just want it to be legal.
Watkins says health care reform is going to be a challenge because the Republicans no longer hold a majority in the House of Representatives.
President Trump says the White House will continue to fight the opioid crisis.
Addressing a drug abuse summit in Atlanta, President Trump pledged his ongoing support combating America's opioid crisis and shared the stage with some who know its effects all too well. Tom Murphy is a Virginia State Police special agent whose son died from an overdose.
Every overdose is someone's child. Don't judge. Educate.
Law enforcement and public health officials say the nation must treat addiction to reduce demand, but also crack down on the suppliers. The Trump administration has launched a new public awareness campaign at crisisnextdoor.gov. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
A photo of three young men sharing a meal with an elderly widow shines a light on the importance of compassion.
Jamario Howard taking to Facebook to say he went out to eat with friends in Oxford, Alabama, where he saw a woman named Eleanor sitting by herself. After chatting with her, he learned Eleanor had lost her husband. The following day would have been their 60th anniversary. Howard posts, "I instantly gave my condolences and asked her to come eat with us, which she was excited to do." Telling followers, "Always be kind to others. You never know what they are going through." Tens of thousands reacting to the act of kindness. His post, along with a photo of the group, shared over 46,000 times. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is going to be moving from northwest to southeast across Wichita. That will give us strong gusty winds from the north here, 25 to 40 miles per hour. Later on this afternoon, our high 74. Clear and breezy tonight, our low 46. And after a cool start to the morning tomorrow, Friday's high back to 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have fog and mist and a west wind at 7 miles per hour and 48 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. A Missouri county that's shy more than a dozen firefighters is not being shy about looking for help. The Scott County Rural Fire Protection District is using its head to try to get recruits, or at least what firefighters put on their heads. The district has begun posting signs saying the job offers hard labor, odd hours, low pay, and a cool helmet. Chief Jeremy Perrion says he wanted to add some humor to the traditional help wanted ad. It's unclear how many recruits have been drawn by the helmet-themed want ad, but Perrion says he has succeeded in getting people's attention. Well, he's got our attention. Ted, if we want a firefighter's job in Scott County, Missouri, we'll get a cool helmet to wear. I don't think that's probably the main reason that people would like to be a firefighter. I do know a few firefighters, and usually it's because they'd like to have a job. That's one of the motivations, but there are people who like to help.
No, yeah.
At the core, a firefighter is usually somebody who really likes to help other people.
And a little tongue-in-cheek doesn't ever hurt to get a little attention, yourself out of the box a little bit.
And we have, I don't know about county or city fire, whether they are down on personnel. I know we're not, we don't have enough police officers. I know we don't have enough detention officers. Sedgwick County Sheriff's officers, they've got jobs, but I don't know about the fire department, whether they're running at full capacity. I kind of doubt it. You know, you got a full employment in this place, in this area, and that means that there are not a lot of people out there probably looking for a job right now. Everybody's pretty much got one or two. Sometimes people have two jobs. Well, what do you think about the penguins? New study finds that I like penguins. They're like little people with short legs and in tuxedos, right, Ted? New study finds that for the past 3 years, virtually nothing is hatching at Antarctica's second biggest breeding grounds.
Oh, that's not good.
For emperor penguins, and the start of this year is looking just as bleak. Usually 15,000 to 24,000 breeding pairs of emperor penguins flock yearly to a breeding site at Halley Bay. But the study says almost none of them have been there since 2016. Study author Phil Trathan at the British Antarctic Survey says the breeding pair population has increased significantly at a nearby location, but not enough. Scientists are blaming climate and weather conditions that break apart the fast ice, sea ice that's connected to the land, where the emperor penguins stay to breed. Study is in the current edition of Antarctic Science, so could have something to do with climate change. I'm going to say global warming, but climate change having to do with those, you know, the ice at the poles and changes for the animals that live there, the penguins, the polar bears, and all of them.
Did you see that documentary, March of the Penguins, with Morgan Freeman narrating?
I think
that was good.
I think I did. It's been
my gosh.
That was several years ago.
That was so well done.
How many years ago? That was several years
ago.
I think I did. Shelly and I did watch that. Neat little animals. We've got some out at the zoo, and people love them. They got personality, and they're fun to watch.
Tanganyika has a great penguin exhibit as
Tanganyika
well.
Tanganyika Wildlife Park's got a good one.
Yeah, interacting with them there, that's pretty cool.
Can you? They let you interact with them a little bit?
Yeah, can walk through their little enclosure, and they kind of swim around, and you can watch them feed them. It's really interesting.
All right, this is Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Big night coming up for Ted Woodward and the folks at the local journalists as you get together to kick off Gridiron, the annual Gridiron show at the Orpheum Theater tonight. It begins at 8 o'clock, right, Ted?
The annual comedy show, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this week.
Did you guys
have
dress rehearsal last night then?
Yes, we did.
How'd you do on your costume changes? We're going to be, you know, people are going to be watching that now. You mentioned it.
I had some issues Tuesday night, and I think we got most of those solved last night. So I think we're ready to go. So
my suggestion would be that you just put all of them on in layers.
Well, I do some of that.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
I'm kidding you. I didn't think you could do that because pretty soon you look like you're weigh about 500 pounds because you got all these layers on. But that would be one trick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But you'd have to coordinate which ones,
And then all of a sudden you come out for one scene and you're on the wrong one.
Rip off what I got on and see what's on the
knees. You need a tearaway suit like the guy in My Favorite Year.
Yeah.
Like Peter O'Toole.
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
I think we're ready to go. Ready for an audience.
All right. So you're going to be there. A good friend Bill Roy is going to be there, right?
Yes, he is the co-MC from the Wichita Business Journal. Bill does a great job.
I'm looking forward to it. I won't be there tonight, but Scott and my son are going. We're going to go Friday night, so we'll look for you, okay?
Fantastic. We always see a lot of great KNSS listeners there, so look forward to seeing folks at the Gridiron Show tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night at the Orpheum.
One of the guys, something you guys do that I think is a lot of fun. I don't know if other people do this, but after the show is over, you guys are out in the lobby. The actors are out in the lobby, and just say hello to folks who are there. And I know that's a good way to get a little confidence and a little good feedback from the folks. But I always enjoy that part.
Well, I like to thank the audience members for taking time and their money and to come to see the show.
The actors thank you face to face. How about that?
And I think we got a lot of laughs to share with the audience, too.
Good,
we got some funny stuff.
That's the idea. All right, 6:39 now. That's tonight, and the performance starts at... Hey, you can walk up and get a ticket tonight, can't you?
Yeah, you can walk up to the door at the Orpheum, get a ticket. All you can always go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office if you want to get it early in advance.
All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The managed money accounts Wednesday were taking profit on their long positions in our cattle complex. Live cattle and feeder cattle futures all experienced large triple-digit losses. Yesterday's daily losses in the cattle complex were the largest since the 25th of March, and we saw major chart support areas that were tested to the downside in yesterday's action. We also saw yesterday in Kansas and Texas cash cattle sales at $126, and the lean hog futures had an inside trading session as they traded and closed two-sided. June cattle yesterday, $2.77 lower, $118.35. August feeders, $2.97 lower, $156.72. And June hogs, 40 cents higher, $92.77. Now, Wednesday, the fun selling continued in the grain and the soybean complexes. There were more new contract lows for the wheat, the corn, and the soybean meal futures. And we saw the U.S. dollar index make a new contract high for the third time in the past four sessions. At the moment, July KC wheat's up a quarter of a penny at 4.11¾. July corn down a penny and a half at 3.54½. July soybeans 2½ cents higher at 8.71¼. June crude oil trading 36 cents higher at 66.25. June gold down $1 at 1,278.40. The June S&P's up 0.75 points at 29.31½. June dollar index 13 cents higher at 97.98, with June Dow Jones futures trading 93 points lower at 26,448. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, seems like I've seen you at the Gridiron Show the last couple of years.
Yeah, and Patty and I will be there tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, Friday night? Well, I look forward to you, seeing you there, because it's always fun, always fun to see you. Your lovely wife there, how many years have you gone to that now?
You know, I was just talking to somebody the other day about that. I think we've went for like the last six straight years, if I remember right.
Wow. Well, you've been a dedicated follower of Gridiron, huh?
We enjoy it immensely.
It is a lot of fun. It's different, and it's homemade, and it's pretty corny and pretty goofy, but it's a lot of fun.
And sure is, and Ted does a great job.
He does.
Well, Tom, I'll see if I can get you some more laughs tomorrow night.
Be ready.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. 6:41 now. Keep it there for Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker.
Yes, he is.
He's going to talk about a changing retirement mindset.
All right.
That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.